What do you think of this kid, Gesicki?
I'll tell you what, Greg. I'm impressed. I obviously watched him, followed him a little bit there at Penn State. He's a Jersey guy. I heard 41.5 inches in the vertical jump, and then you come out here and run 4.55 at 200, just shy at 250. That's pretty impressive. Now that's as good as we've seen these last couple years as I've joined you guys here. I haven't been too many guys that put together that sort of explosion in the jumps and also come out here and been able to run at that size. And I think our style offenses that you're seeing kind of slowly start creeping in. If he goes to the right system,
right.
Not a true two-back, downhill, power, A-gap, run team.
Yep.
I think if he goes to the right system he's going to have to put his hand on the ground at some point, line up next to a tackle and be able to at least hold his own in there. But for the most part, if he's in the right system with a guy who can move him around, get him in space, that size and athleticism and ability to track the ball, there's just not a lot of those guys out there. And the good coaches will find a way to use them.
Well, we do love having you here at the Combine.
Yes, we do.
I've enjoyed it. It's been fun 3 years coming and joining you guys and kind of go back to my roots a little bit. And I don't get a lot of opportunities to come and see the young guys. We get one young guy every couple years to work with. So this is kind of a cool experience for me.
What are we seeing here, Greg, going up the numbers?
Yeah, this is one of the most – I think there's a lot of guys right now, a lot of coaches in this building that pay a lot more attention to this than some of the other catching drills. Little things like the release, but more so just getting vertical and being able to track this ball over the top of their head. A lot of guys, it's easy to front the ball up and catch it, thumbs to thumbs and catch those easy ones. This ball coming up over the top, if you're going to play tight end in this league, you got to get up the seam, got to be able to track the ball, catch it in space. This is a lot harder than people think, and this is one of the drills I know the tight ends and scouts, the coaches and scouts pay a lot of attention to.
Now, it's a block explosion drill we're about to see.
The big thing here everyone's looking for, they call contact balance, right? So
yep.
Not only are you going to explode and get your hips into it and make great contact, but after that contact, can you not only sustain the block, but can you sustain your feet, sustain your balance? So contact balance is so critical. You hear that a lot with offensive linemen and here with the tight ends in this drill. And some guys have better balance. Some guys have ability to stay on their feet. Some of the taller, more high-hipped guys typically struggle a little bit more. So they can get a lot more out of this drill than it necessarily looks. This is my favorite drill to watch. I think you can learn the most about guys. Movement skills, tracking, how body control, focus. You really have it all mixed into one drill. You can learn a lot about a guy here. You see a lot of guys who don't really trust their hands, and they
exactly.
want to make sure they time where the ball hits their body. They don't want it too far in front, too far behind. You
right.
see them start kind of gearing down and throwing the brakes. The good guys who don't care where the ball is thrown are just, they're sprinting through, and they'll just let their hands react accordingly. New coordinator and new coach. I think there's always a heightened sense of excitement, a little bit of anxiousness to get started, see what new wrinkles they have in store, see what new philosophies they may bring to the offense. His track record of what he's done with offenses, both as a coordinator and as a head coach, are pretty exceptional and kind of speak for themselves. So looking forward to working with him. He brings a great track record of using tight ends, which is exciting for me. I've enjoyed meeting Norv. I've known him for a few years just from afar, and now getting to know him a little bit more personally. I'm looking forward to getting started here in another month or two.